Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
I was not the architect of President Obama's health care plan. I behaved badly, and I'll have to live with that. But my own inexcusable arrogance is not a flaw in the Affordable Care Act. The ACA is a milestone accomplishment for our nation that has already provided millions of Americans with health insurance.
The report released today examines the CIA's secret overseas detention of at least 119 individuals and the use of coercive interrogation techniques, in some cases amounting to torture. There are those who will seize upon the report and say, see what the Americans did, and they will try to use it to justify evil actions or incite more violence. We can't prevent that.
Ladies and gentlemen, why is Dianne Feinstein not being called up on sedition or treason charges? There is no justification whatsoever for releasing the CIA report at a time when ISIS is on the ascent. The only question is, who in this administration on the Democrat side does not work with the enemy? Who in the Hussein Obama administration is not covertly working for the enemy? I don't know of one. Here you have Joseph Biden boasting and saying that this is a badge of honor. Listen to clip 35. If you thought that Biden was a centrist Democrat, you better think again. Here is Joseph Biden again attacking our CIA at a time when terrorists are on the ascent. Listen.
I think it's a badge of honor. Every country has engaged in activities somewhere along the line that it has not been proud of. But think about it. Name me another country that's prepared to stand up and say, this was a mistake. We should not have done what we've done. And we will not do it again.
So we have domestically Obama and Holder attacking the police. Internationally, we have the Democrat, socialist, communist lobby attacking the CIA and the military. Make no mistake about it, the CIA and the military are intimately interconnected. All of the CIA's valuable work in the most dangerous areas on the planet is for one reason and one reason only. It is to subdue and suppress the scum of the earth. Those who would cut your throat, convert you to Islam, rape your daughter, and bury you alive. Have you no idea what world you live in? And yet we have Feinstein, a woman with a questionable background, a woman with a questionable relationship to a husband that does hundreds of millions of dollars in contracting work. Sometimes even the LA Times once asked questions many years ago about the contracts that were allegedly steered to the contracting firm. You haven't seen that in the last number of years, have you? It's not good enough that these people are ripping off America. It's not good enough they're becoming billionaires on America's back, but now they have to cut our jugular vein. Why is Feinstein releasing this CIA report now? Do you think that they're working with the CIA, with the enemy against this country now? Or is this a punishment to the CIA for not healing to the great King Obama? Is this because the CIA is the last nut that this monster has not cracked? He cracked the Republican Party. Did you know that the Republican spending bill, which they've kept secret, includes $948 million, that's almost $1 billion, to go to poor and unskilled Central American illegal aliens to help these illegal alien third world invaders establish themselves in the United States? This is from the Republican Party. What more proof do you need that there's only a one-party system in this country? What more proof do you need that we no longer have a two-party system? It's a Democrat party. It's a Republican party. It's a government of zero. We have no government. We have a ruling class, and then we have the idiots, us. The idiots who actually go to the polls. The idiots who pay the taxes. The idiots who listen to these traitors. Tell me how this ends. There are many questions. There are many questions out there, but it gets worse. Listen to this pompous liar in clips 5 and 6 now.
History will judge us by our commitment to a just society governed by law and the willingness to face an ugly truth.
You're an ugly truth.
Never again.
You're an ugly truth.
There may never be the right time to release this report. The instability we see today will not be resolved in months or years.
Are you listening to this rubbish?
But this report is too important to shelve indefinitely.
Why did they release it now? There's only one reason. And the reason is they just lost at the polls. There's going to be a new Senate Intelligence Committee come 2015. This witch will be thrown off the committee. I hope to God she will be. So what they're doing is just what I told you they would do. I told you that going out the door, they will practice a slash and burn retreat. They will burn everything down on the way out of power. Do you understand what they're doing here? They're doing as much damage as they can to this nation, to our institutions, to our stability on the way out the door to make certain that the Republicans can never manage the country properly. How do you feel about Dianne Feinstein, herself a questionable individual, attacking the CIA? Listen to clip 7 now. How do you feel about this one?
It shows that the CIA's actions a decade ago are a stain on our value.
You're a stain on our values.
The release of this 500-page summary cannot remove that stain.
You're a stain.
But it can and does say to our people and the world that America is big enough to admit when it's wrong.
Can you believe this liberal platitude that this harridan is spouting? You know, I don't understand how any American listening to this show doesn't understand the danger we are in. Do you have any idea who these radical Muslims are? No, you don't. You sit in your little houses with peace signs on your curb. You think in global warming, talk about global warming when it doesn't exist. All the liberal claptrap, all the platitudes. And the boys who have the guts to fight these scum of the earth, these Hitlers of our time, these Nazis of our time, they're the ones who know who they are. They know what they do to people. And they're all around you in this country. They're everywhere in this country, including in the administration. How high up does it go? I have to ask what I asked at the beginning. Why did Dianne Feinstein insist on releasing the CIA report in the middle of December, the early December 2014, when she knows she's going to be pushed down or thrown out of the Senate Intelligence Committee in January? Why are they trying to damage the CIA now? Why? Why? What are they gaining by this? They're punishing the Republicans. They're punishing the American people. They're punishing our military. They're destroying our national security. There is no justification in my estimation. And Dianne Feinstein, if there was a legitimate government, would be investigated by the incoming Republican majority. One of the first orders of business would be to investigate her relationships from the beginning of her tenure, analyze what her net worth was when she entered politics, what her net worth is at this point, and ask the question, have there been any benefits, direct or indirect, from her sitting on the Senate Intelligence Committee? Any financial benefits, yes or no? I didn't say there were. I said this should be investigated immediately. The same has to be done with all of the other billionaire Democrats who have benefited from their power positions. I don't mind that they're scum. I don't mind that they're greedy. I don't mind that they're grubbers of the lowest order. I understand why people go into politics. 99% of them go into it because that's how they rob money legally. I get that. They get money steered to them, to their friends, family, and cronies. I get that. That's how the system works. But where's the firewall of protecting our national security? Where is that firewall? Is there no bottom to Dianne Feinstein's evil? You know, I remember this woman as a mayor of San Francisco. She was slimy then. She's been slimy ever since. But why is she doing this now? I remember when she ran the hearings on the assassination of an individual and his son, Sammy. Does anyone remember that case over 10 years ago? They picked this harridan to conduct those hearings. And she had set up questions for the murderers in the BATF and the FBI who had executed Mr. Weaver and his 14-year-old son, Sammy. And this harridan, Dianne Feinstein, who reminds me of an eerie witch out of The Manchurian Candidate, had the nerve to say to the officers, the vermin, who shot Randy Weaver and shot his 14-year-old son. And by the way, they were protected by a curtain so nobody would know who the black-hooded murderers were. She said to those FBI assassins and the FBI ATF agents, she said, so was the calico curtain waving in front of Sammy Weaver when you pulled the trigger, sir? In other words, she did a cover-up of the execution of Randy Weaver and Sammy Weaver. Why now is she attacking the CIA? Does anyone understand what she is doing? Why is she doing this? George on WJR, you have the first call on the Savage Nation. Why is Feinstein attacking the CIA right now? Why now?
Well, first of all, Michael, honored and privileged to speak to you again. Your voice is always a calming effort on my part, doing what I can out of Detroit. I would call it the People's Republic of Detroit. So what Diane is doing, of course, is for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. These rats that are trying to scurry off the ship are doing everything they can, you're spot on, to take down the ship of state, to see what's left out here, separate from our lone voices that are crying out foul.
Well, why would she lead a scorched earth policy against the U.S. military and our national security as she's about to lose her power position? What does she think she's going to achieve by doing this?
They're hoping to make a power play to perhaps, I hate to be conspiratorial, maybe if there's more action on the streets, suspend the Constitution, and we've got our emperor for life, Barack Obama, who can then step in and just kind of ascend to the
front. Look, the thing is, the CIA is the last holdout against Obama. The FBI has been gelded a long time ago. They answer only to Eric Holder. Eric Holder answers only to the troika that runs the administration. He's part of the troika. So who's left? The military was deballed a long time ago from the top ranks. He started firing generals around the time of Benghazi. The generals who were ready to send aid, he fired. He then deballed the entire nuclear command structure. All of the old line generals have been purged like Stalin did, but instead of shooting them, he smeared them with guys like that filth Gruber. They made up stories about the generals and fired them. So the only element of our national security apparatus that I can see as an outsider that is capable of exposing the Democrat, socialist, anarchist administration is the CIA. She's attacking them any way she can. She's hoping that our agents get killed overseas. You know they're going to whack our agents. Why then are all our embassies on alert? Why are agents being called back from the field? She wants them killed, doesn't she?
But you have to remember, though, too, before your greatest efforts and your greatest strength, you feign weakness. So what's happening here is it's a global setup. God bless America, so to speak, because we will prevail. And then again, you have to always remember, we always have a Lee Oswald or two sitting in the closet.
I don't quite know what you're talking about with Oswald. I would scratch that from the record. I have no idea what he meant. But folks, this is the most alarming story of the year. For the head of the Senate Intelligence Committee to take the side of the enemy overtly, not even covertly, to nakedly take the side of the enemy and empower them, and to endanger all of our best and bravest field agents. Remember what they have to face out there. All the double agents have to be pulled back if they're not being captured right now and tortured from what she did. Why is she doing it? I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Your Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust for tangible assets, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN. The free world is reeling to recognize that the equivalent of the European Stasi is now operating as apparatus within the Obama administration. But instead of operating for the government on behalf of the people, they're operating on behalf of the foreign powers who want to destroy our way of life. That is how people who understand what's going on see what Feinstein and her cohorts have just done. Evan, on WABC, do you agree with me or am I off on this?
No, I agree 100%. I mean, Edward Snowden is being hunted down around the globe for what's considered a traitorous act for treason. But what did he do? He unnecessarily aired America's dirty laundry, which had the effect of damaging our relationships around the world. How is this any different? It's an unnecessary airing.
So what you're saying is what Feinstein is doing is no different than what Snowden did, and yet Snowden is considered an international criminal being hunted around the world while hiding in Russia, and Feinstein does this and acts like she's Snow White.
That's exactly my point. I mean, some of these Democrats should be forced to live in an airport somewhere in Russia or some embassy in Ecuador.
I hear you, my friend. That's the most brilliant point of the day. WMAL in Washington. Tom, go ahead, please. What's on your mind?
Hey, Tom. Hey, Michael. This is the deal. I mean, DiFi is like screwing everything up, as she always has.
Here's the question. Why does this Harridan do this now?
I think you called it, buddy. You clear the decks. Make a mess.
Scorched earth policy, destroy the entire world so the Republicans can't repair it?
Yeah, something like that, right.
It's something that every fascist regime did on the way out of a country they conquered.
Right. As I told your screener, I worked for 5 years and still do for former sailors who love to swim, if you know what I'm saying.
Yes, I do. I know. They look like the mammals that live near my house.
Yes, well, they're good guys. And there was an exercise we did on a U.S. Navy destroyer, an intrusion exercise, and we waterboarded the captain, the skipper of the ship. And he had a secret to disclose, like it's a make-up secret, XYZ, for example. And he confessed it. The point is, you can imitate waterboarding in your own swimming pool. You go down in the water, and you do a back somersault. And if you don't breathe out your nose and breathe in your nose, you're going to gag. And that's it. You stand up from the swimming pool. Okay.
But the issue is we were not cutting off fingers. We were not pulling out fingernails. We were not electrifying testicles. We were not pulling out teeth. Why does she make waterboarding the equivalent of the worst forms of torture the world has ever seen? What is she trying to do here? Why does she continue to give America not only a black eye, but a blackness, an evil that has never, ever been done before by our own domestic political establishment? What does she hope to achieve is the question.
Michael, I've lobbied her myself for other associations. I can't tell you. I mean, she's out of control.
Yeah, but isn't Dianne Feinstein the same as Nancy Pelosi, the same as Joe Biden, the same as the entire troika that's after America's heart and soul? Ladies and gentlemen, this is the most important story of the year. Pay attention. It will affect you. I can guarantee it.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
You know, Feinstein has run a one-woman campaign against the CIA for a long time now. And when she began this vendetta against the CIA, I asked myself, what is it that this is about? Why does she want to take power, such power, away from the CIA? What is this, a turf battle? Does she not see the damage she is doing and done to this country? Do you realize that lives will be lost as a result of her leak? This is a leak. This is not what you would call transparency. It's the opposite. This is what's called as the leak of national intelligence. People have been sent to prison for life for what she's just done. If you think I'm alone on this, listen to what one of my major advertisers just wrote. I suppose he would like to remain anonymous. He says, Michael Savage, dozens of books have documented that Feinstein, along with others on the Intelligence Committee, were briefed on everything the CIA was doing while they were doing it. Even Mad Pelosi was briefed as it was happening. Now they call it a stain? Why didn't she and Pelosi and Leaky Leahy blow the whistle while it was happening? Why now? Savage, you're right on the button. Follow the money and follow the power. Her ability to gain either has now ceased. Therefore, she is practicing a scorched earth policy. I agree with that up to a point, but not entirely. There's something else involved here. Gene on KSFO, what is your opinion? Why is Feinstein doing this to our intelligence service?
Well, this is what I think. If you recall, when the NSA, when Snowden leaked all the stuff for the NSA, the NSA was spying on everyone. She was fit to be tied that they were spying on her. And it's my opinion that they have the goods on her, that she's now dancing to their tune.
Whoa, wait, wait. They have the goods on her?
That the administration has the goods on her. I don't think she's terribly fond of the administration, and I don't think she was particularly...
Wait, wait, you left me behind. Who has the goods on who?
Obama has the goods on Feinstein.
So why is she attacking the CIA?
Because that's what Obama wants to do. He wants this thing made public.
Okay, so what? So Obama's blackmailing her into doing this?
Exactly.
You mean Obama said that unless you become the mad dog and attack the CIA for the Troika, we will release damaging information about you and your relationships with others?
Correct. And
I've written spy novels, two of them. This is a good novel, but the problem is we're facing an enemy that is relentless. The enemy doesn't read spy novels. The enemy cuts off heads, cuts off women's private parts, buries people alive, kills infants, blows up marketplaces, poisons wells, poisons water, and wants to turn the world back to a 9th-century caliphate. Why is she empowering them?
Otherwise, Obama will expose her, and then she will lose her position and all the money that they're raking in there.
I don't know. There's only a limit to how much I can take. Now, on the other side of this puzzle, there's a man named Tom Rogan from one of the British newspapers who was on Fox this... Oh, he's from the National Review, excuse me. Listen to clip 28 for his analysis.
How the Senate Democrats who produced this report can say that they have provided an accounting of truth without actually talking to CIA officers really is beyond the pale, and is an insult to people around the world who are serving actively now, officers, operations officers, at different posts around the world.
Now I'll go to 29.
Is really very, very selective and extremely subjective in how it applies facts. And just one example, at one point the report mixes up two different terrorists to make a major point on intelligence that was generated from enhanced interrogation techniques from Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. And that's a critical point, and it's a critical example because it speaks to, in this case, a major terrorist plot that was prevented in the UK.
Next, please.
Regardless of what people think about the procedures that were applied, we do know what went on, essentially. And so by producing this again, it simply rekindles a fire, and it will be manipulated by extremists as propaganda tools to present the United States as a country which goes out and takes random people and applies measures without regard to intelligence.
Finally, in clip 31, listen to the damage.
Aside from the rhetoric from Feinstein, the reality of this report will be that it will be much harder for foreign intelligence partners to share intelligence with the United States in cooperation, because they will fear that at a future point, another Senate committee will release intelligence information and put them in a very difficult position at home as well.
This comes to me now from my advertiser again, who writes, the reason Feinstein never said a word was because it wasn't torture and was cleared legally, keeping America safe. Now that she doesn't get the credit, it was wrong. Savage, she is exactly what you say. The rest of the media will treat this as a non-story. Yet the story is Feinstein, not the CIA. The CIA had approval and were briefing Congress on a regular basis. So what she is saying is a total and absolute lie from the top to the bottom. The damage will be... Frankly, I don't think you can calculate the damage she has done today. The real question is, why don't the Republicans in January hold a hearing on the damage that she has done today? Why don't they hold a hearing immediately the first week? Why don't they throw her off the Intelligence Committee the first second? Why don't they hold a hearing on the damage Feinstein's done and her business dealings over the last 15 years? Why? What the hell do they hope to gain by this? What is Obama doing here? Why is Feinstein attacking the CIA and our military like this? Make no mistake, you hear the word CIA, that's an old set of letters that the left has always hated, going back to the 60s. But she's outgrown the hippie day. She never was a hippie. She never was a left of that type in the street. She was always a Machiavellian, power-mad manipulator. An opportunist of the lowest order, or shall I say the highest order. Why is she doing this now? Because she's trying to show the CIA that she's more powerful than them? Does she think that there aren't agents whose lives will be destroyed by this act? Why is she doing this? Andy on WABC in New York. This is a very important point. Why are they doing this?
Here it is. Because Obama's going to cut a deal with the Iranians, and the only people who have legitimacy to object is the CIA, so he's going to declaw them, so he's got room to maneuver on a deal. Also, he's against America as being exceptional in the world. That's going to be the Republican resurgent position politically going into the next election. So he strikes two blows with her doing it.
Andy, how did you get so smart?
I read every possible source I can read.
You sure it's not fish oils or something along those lines? I mean, what you said is extremely succinct and very accurate. It's so good that I'm going to ask you to repeat it because I haven't heard this anywhere. Was this from an earlier radio show?
No, it wasn't.
This is original to Andy on WABC, correct?
That's correct. Yes, that's original.
Would you be kind enough to repeat what you just said so the listening audience around the world can take it in?
Sure. This is what I think. Why he thinks he's doing this. Number one is, politically speaking, the Republican position is going to be that America is exceptional in the world once again. He's always been against that. So politically, by having her do this, he knocks down that in a preemptory strike. That's number one. Number two is, I believe that he wants to cut a deal with the Iranians in the worst possible way. And the only aspect of government that can really legitimately and knowledgeably object to that is the CIA. And so he wants to declaw them. He wants to declaw them so he has room to maneuver to cut a deal with the Iranians.
You mean because if the CIA actually released what the Iranians are, what they're doing and what they intend to do, when Obama lifts the sanctions for our worst enemy, the worst enemy of Israel, they're now fighting that move now?
Yes. Yes, that's right. He's trying to clear the chessboard so that he has a lot of room to maneuver and cut a deal with the Iranians. Most of that's being done in secret anyway. You know, so he anticipates what the Republican position is going to be, which is it's not tough enough, is that he's caving in. That's what he anticipates the Republican position to be. Where are they going to get that from?
So, but why is Feinstein now playing the role of the evil one? Why? Do you think they've got something on her and they've threatened her?
No, not at all. I think that she just happens to be in a position to have the goods. Or, try and make an argument that she has the goods against the CIA. You know, in people's minds, she's trying to discredit the CIA so that if they
Here's the thing. The left has always hated the CIA. I don't know anything about them. I'm sure that there are rogue agents like in any other walk of life. There are good, there are bad, there's evil. Okay, we understand it. But they're our number one intelligence source around the world. They do very dangerous things that I believe make us much safer. And they have some of the best assassins on the planet. I've often wondered why an individual would take on an organization that if it's allegedly so evil, they're not worried about what the assassins might think. Why is that?
Well, she's an ideologue. You know, she's got her position.
No, I'm asking a really strange question here. Wouldn't someone be afraid to do this to the CIA if they were as evil as they say they are?
I'm not sure how to respond to that. I just think that she...
Well, wait, you're a very deep reader. I'm asking a logical question. You're taking on the most powerful clandestine organization in the world, which has people who do wet work around the world. They kill. And now you're trying to destroy them. If they're as evil as this individual says they are, why does she not fear for her life?
What are they going to do to her?
I don't know what they do to others around the world who challenge them. If they're as clandestinely evil as she says, wouldn't they try to hurt her?
No, they're not in a position to do that to her. And also...
Why? No, explain to me why not.
Because she's a public figure. Because she's in a position of seniority in the United States Senate. They can't lay a glove on her.
Oh, really?
Politically, she's connected to the president.
Oh, really? You mean JFK wasn't in a senior position?
Yeah, he was in a senior position, but I don't think he was killed by the CIA.
I didn't say he was, but you're saying that the people in a senior position are untouchable, they're above the law. I'm just asking if that's always true.
No, it's not always true.
Okay, so therefore, since it's not always true, why does she not worry about this? Why would she do this with such brazen certainty that she has the authority, number one, and number two, she has nothing to fear from no retribution to fear. Why does she do this?
It's going to advance her position politically. It's going to advance her viewpoint of the world politically. That's why.
But what is she going to run for at age 78? What's her next position? Queen of the shopping cart empire?
No, she's got nothing to run for. And in fact, you know what? That's an argument.
Then why does this senile old Harridan continue to cause such damage? What is she seeking here? No one does anything at this level unless there's a gain, a personal gain. What does she hope to gain?
I just think she's a true believer. You know,
you do? I know she isn't. I've watched her from the day she was a rotten mayor in San Francisco.
Right. But
she's not a true believer. She's a Machiavellian opportunist of the lowest order. She believes in nothing but advancing her own self and family. So how does she gain by this?
Because she's protecting the president. That's why.
Okay, so it goes back to the question again. Then why is she doing his dirty work?
Who else is going to do it? Who else is in a position on the Democratic side to do it? Nobody.
Where are the Republicans on this? How come they haven't uttered a word?
McCain's in agreement with her.
Well, he's long been a turncoat. McCain has always worked for the other side. He's a lunatic.
Lindsey Graham.
I ran into McCain once. I don't know him in and out. I don't want to hear any more about his war hero nonsense and the torture in the prison. I met McCain at a boxing match in Las Vegas. He looked like he had been brain damaged from the torture, and he looked like a man who had been I'm seeking the right words here. It's a national show. I keep forgetting it's not a conversation. He had the look of a man who had been deeply harmed, never recovered thoroughly, and was being controlled by someone. He had the look of someone operating like a Manchurian candidate. I'll leave it hang in the air. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, our Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust for wealth insurance, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-CO-IN.
So at the forensic level of intelligence and counterterrorism cooperation, this report, as released today, will provide major harm to the national security interests of the United States.
Now we're going back again to the most evil act by any political figure, and that's saying a lot under Obama, that I've seen in my lifetime, which is Dianne Feinstein today smearing the CIA at a time when we are facing an enemy with power you cannot imagine. Listen to clips 3 and 4 again.
The report released today examines the CIA's secret overseas detention of at least 119 individuals and the use of coercive interrogation techniques, in some cases amounting to torture. There are those who will seize upon the report and say, see what the Americans did? And they will try to use it to justify evil actions or incite more violence. We can't prevent that.
You hear this laconic voice? Dianne's game of the laconic, neutral, objective voice. The long-suffering woman, the long-suffering good liberal. Do you hear the voice? Shakespeare said all the world is a stage and we are mere actors upon it. I wouldn't hire her to be an actor in my play. I found a report written in 1999 by me entitled Weimar Once Again. It was when we were under the reign of terror of Hillary and Bill Clinton. October 14th, 1999, just pulled out of the archives because I'm doing my archives. Here's what I wrote. Substitute the name Obama for Clinton. We are now living through the equivalent social chaos that the Germans experienced in the Weimar Republic and pre-Hitler Germany before 1933. We have the same radical political leadership that caters to pornographers, drug dealers, perverts, foreign immigrants, foreign competitors. It disdains church, family, fathers, mothers, children, and decency. Believe me, there is no essential difference between Bill Clinton's / Obama's and the leadership of the Weimar Republic. It's the same mentality, the same diseased mind that's come back to haunt us again. In Clinton's / Obama's America, justice is not only blinded, she's also strapped to a bed. I wrote some other rich, florid language, which I can't read now, given these many years that have passed. But even then, in 1999, I prayed for the opposite reaction, to follow the decadence. We had it for a brief period, and now we have a decadence on the... Okay, I can't finish this.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
I understand the reasons that governed the decision to resort to these interrogation methods. And I know that those who approved them and those who used them were dedicated to securing justice for the victims of terrorist attacks and to protect Americans from further harm. I respect their dedication and appreciate their dilemma, but I dispute wholeheartedly that it was right for them to use these methods, which this report makes clear were neither in the best interests of justice, nor our security, nor the ideals we have sacrificed so much blood and treasure to defend.
Here is the Manchurian candidate, whatever his name is, John McCain. What can you say about him? You can have sympathy for him if you want. But here he is joining the Harrod and Feinstein, doing the dirty work of the Obama administration, attacking the CIA at a time like this. Remember, they're not doing this in a vacuum. This is not in a university where it's just an exercise in trying to rank the other guys, showing how good you can be. This is not one-upping people on nobility. There are ramifications for acts such as this. The ramifications are already being felt. Our embassies around the world are on lockdown. The bravest people in the world are the agents in the field, many of whom are covert, playing the roles of the enemy themselves, whose names will probably also be released, as was done in the past by spies working for the other side. But this administration is so naked in its contempt for America and America's history and values that it doesn't work cloaked or in the dark. It works openly in the light of day, displaying a contempt for America and its values in a way that is unimaginable, in a way that if this was done in the past, Dianne Feinstein would have been tried for treason. She has done more damage to our major intelligence agency with the release of this report than any other damage that I've ever seen in my life. I've never seen anything quite like this. And it's just the beginning. So the question is why? They know what they're doing. They're not stupid. Ideological, yes. Fanatical left-wingers who hate the country, yes. Internationalists, yes. But why are they doing that? Doing this? Well, how do they gain? There's got to be follow money here. Money, 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 money. It's the only language Feinstein understands. What is she doing here? Cindy on WJR, go ahead, please.
Hi, thank you so much. I found out recently that Dianne Feinstein's husband is a military contractor. She sits on the House Armed Services Committee, and she has a husband who's a military contractor. Meanwhile, if you read the ethics clauses in any of the Department of Defense, their ethics rules, a mid-level DOD employee can't have a wife or a husband or a close relative that's a military contractor. They can't.
Yes, so how does Feinstein get away with it? How does she get away with sitting on the Intelligence Committee while her husband, who has a name, by the way, do you know the name of his contracting company? He has many companies. You know the name of this one?
No.
Oh, just Google it. Just Google Richard Blum, B-L-U-M, Defense Contracting Company, and see what you come up with.
Okay, thank you for that. And also, too, somewhere along the line, the Senate and Congress have designated themselves Special Government Employees, SGE. So when I called a Republican congressman's office about this, his assistant told me, why was I even worried about it? Because she's not doing anything wrong. I have a problem with a senator or a congressman, be it, you know, Harry Reid's son Hunter over there with some Ukrainian oil company doing all that. I mean, I got a problem with that, and so don't every other normal.
All right, so wait. I understand your outrage about Feinstein's husband in the military contracting business. That's very worrisome. But they changed the rules under Obama, so that's not illegal. We get that. Are you implying that there's a financial benefit to her in doing this?
I would say, how about we look into it, because Michael Savage said follow the money.
Okay, let's just talk about this. We're not alleging that Richard Blum is doing anything illegal. Let's be very clear. We're not alleging Richard Blum is benefiting financially from anything Feinstein did. But let's ask ourselves, how might that be? How could that happen? How could exposing the CIA benefit a certain defense contractor? How is it possible?
Well, maybe that defense contractor did something wrong and he's getting ready to get into trouble. I don't know. But it's
You mean maybe the CIA had something on this defense contractor?
Maybe.
And this is a way of deterring the CIA from leaking it?
Maybe. Or this is a way of the Obama administration being to seal any records if she comes forward and attacks the CIA.
Are we allowed to ask these questions in America, the AMERIKA under Obama?
Well, we better be, because I've been asking them all over D.C. I do not understand this law. It's time to change it. It just isn't right. I mean,
Cindy, are you yourself in the defense industry?
I actually am a baby military contractor. I just got certified last summer to sell to state and local governments, the Department of Defense, the military.
Ah, so you know that there's a law against lower-level contractors working with anyone who's a member of Congress. When did Feinstein and her cronies exclude themselves from that law? When did that happen?
I don't know, but that's a really good question. I'd like to find that out.
Is she alone in this? Is Feinstein and her husband the only example of nepotism that you are that you've discovered?
No, but we're talking about her today, and I really appreciate you bringing this up.
You know, nepotism brought down one of the Napoleons. Do you know that Napoleon III was brought down because of nepotism, where those in his inner circle or the royal court were benefiting from military contracts? Do you know it brought down the outrage in France was so great it brought down Napoleon III's regime?
Wow.
Yeah, well, that was then, this is now. They had more freedom in France in that period than we have in America under this dictatorship that's emerged under the most open administration in American history, under the great man himself, Barack Obama, the most transparent American to have ever crossed our paths. So the greatest American last night sits in for a comedian on television. The other day he goes on Black Entertainment Television to show us how unbiased he is. And on Black Entertainment Television, listen to what he says in clip 13.
I think as long as they're peaceful, I think they're necessary. When they turn violent, then they're counterproductive. But
we can admit that the vast majority of these protesters
absolutely.
Are not violent.
Absolutely. And that's why I had them in the Oval Office, some of these folks who've been organizing these protests.
So in other words, the BET is an arm of the corrupt Democrat machine, as you would expect. And so the dumb host, the moron, reads the script who says, but we can admit that the vast majority of these protesters are not violent. Meanwhile, for three nights in a row, they've been trashing, burning, and looting in Berkeley. Trash burned and looted in New York. Trash burned and looted in L.A. So they're rewriting history right in front of your eyes. And Obama has the nerve to say, that's why I had them in the Oval Office, because he knows that he was outed on that he's been orchestrating these protests with the organizers, now trying to say they're all peaceful. So I wrote this. He said he had them in the... Listen to clip 13 again. Listen.
I think as long as they're peaceful, I think...
No, I said... Okay, sorry. At the end of 13,
violent,
he says...
Then they're counterproductive. But...
But we can admit that the vast majority of these protesters
absolutely.
Are not violent.
Absolutely. And that's why I had them in the Oval Office, some of these folks who've been organizing these protests.
So we've gone from the Oval Office to the Oval Office in one administration. That's my comment. He had them in the Oval Office. We've gone from the Oval Office to the Oval Office in one administration. It's no longer an Oval Office. It's an Oval Office. Power corrupts. Absolute power corrupts. Absolutely. This man thinks he has absolute power, even though he just lost an election and decimated the Democrat Party for 20 years. He's acting as though he has absolute power because nothing has touched him yet. He has not paid the price. You have to understand the mindset of a dictator. You have to understand the mindset of an ideologue. You have to understand the mindset of a man who has had the skids greased for him from the time he could say Karl Marx. He believes he is above the law. He believes that the opposition party is weak. He believes the American people are morons. Look at Gruber. He believes no one can touch him. He believes nobody will ever understand the damage he has done. And if they do, it doesn't matter anyway because he's Barack Obama and he's above the law. Do you understand the arrogance of this man and the danger we are in? I hope so. I've been trying to warn you, but it's a long battle and we are losing it. Now, we just won a landslide of an election, and then what we got were quislings in the form of the Republican leadership. We sensed that that's what would happen. They passed a bill of almost $900 million to reward the illegal aliens, the illiterates from Central America, who neither speak nor read not only English. They don't speak nor read. As I understand it, they cannot read or write Spanish. The illiterates that he brought in from Central America. You know, it's one thing to bring in immigrants who can add to a society or work in a society, and then it's another thing to bring in people who cannot add to a society, who can only subtract from a society. Obama has brought in individuals who can only subtract from the society. They are not being brought here to work. They're being brought here to increase the welfare state and to vote for the Democrat, socialist, anarchist machine. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Call 800-BUY-CON.
I was not the architect of President Obama's health care plan. I behave badly, and I'll have to live with that. But my own inexcusable arrogance is not a flaw in the Affordable Care Act. The ACA is a milestone accomplishment for our nation that has already provided millions of Americans with health insurance.
It shows that the CIA's actions a decade ago are a stain on our value and on our history. The release of this 500-page summary cannot remove that stain, but it can and does say to our people and the world that America is big enough to admit when it's wrong.
Turn off this, Harrod, and I can't take it. She is a stain that will never be removed from the American political world. This stain, this human stain, the name Feinstein will become a verb. It will go from being a noun to a verb after this, as many others in history have become verbs. Their names have become verbs. Her name itself, the word Feinstein, will become a verb for treason, such as he's pulling, you know, a Quisling. He's a Quisling. As you know, Quisling was a leader, I believe, in Finland. I'm not 100% certain which country. I believe Finland, who took the side of the Nazis after the Nazis invaded the country, and it became a puppet leader of the Norwegians for Hitler. So the name Quisling now means traitor. Feinstein's name now lives along with that of Quisling. Mark it down. You won't read this in the New Yorker tomorrow. You can say, well, this person is now a Feinstein. It's the equivalent of a Quisling. When you say Quisling, it means someone who is a traitor, someone who's taken the side of the enemy. So this Quisling now is a Feinstein, or this Feinstein now is a Quisling. Quisling and Feinstein are now synonyms for someone who works against the interests of the nation. That's all. Make it simple. Can you figure that one out? Now, if those of you who are listening missed this yesterday, my new producer, Jim Verde, produced this because he read that Hollywood was about to produce a puff piece about Barack Obama and Michelle Obama and how they met, try to turn it into an American romance. That's how low they are in Hollywood. This is what the Caesars of Hollywood are up to. This is what they will do for a tax break. This is what Hatzenberg, Matzenberg, Ratzenberg, and Katzenberg will do for a tax break. Listen to this parody.
time of unrest and revolution in the city of Chicago. Something lay below the surface of two radical revolutionaries.
We were at a law firm together. I was a summer associate. She was already practicing law. And I had been sort of eyeing her for a while, but she was acting real professional.
Right. My assumption was this guy's got to be kind of weird.
Love.
He was cuter than I thought he'd be. We clicked right away.
Barack Obama and Michelle Robinson. Two radicals falling in love in Southside with You.
We sat out on a curb on a summer day and had ice cream, and that's when I asked her if I could kiss her.
It was a cool date, actually. We spent the whole day together.
One man, one woman, sharing a common goal. Transforming a great nation into a racially divided cesspool.
And then we went to see Do the Right Thing.
Spike Lee. Mm-hmm. It just come out.
Barack and Michelle. Communing over communism.
And that was another thing that drew me to Barack, was his work as a community organizer.
Southside with You, a Hammer and Sickle production, now playing at a theater approved by the state, rated R for Radical Revolution.
I think it's as good as anything I've heard on radio in my lifetime. Jim Varney is new to the Savage Nation. Jim said, let me produce this because I heard that Hollywood's going to go ahead and do a puff piece on them. Just in time for his false legacy and to be released in a theater near you. It's sort of like a Wag the Dog with Dustin Hoffman, that sad sack of a human being who's a very, very talented entertainer, but a sad sack of a left-wing fanatic. That's the problem with all of these entertainers. Many of them are nice people. And I know what nice means. Many of them are fun to be around. Fun. But behind it, they're very insecure clowns who, having gone to high schools of performing art, know nothing about the world in which they live other than how to make money and entertain people, which is why they're in and out of rehab, which is why they have no stability in their lives, which is why they often commit suicide after overdosing on drugs or whatever. It's because inside they're hollow men. They are the straw men and women of our society, but they're important to us because they are our entertainers. They're our jesters. And so when you see guys like Colbert letting Obama fill in for him. What did I call Colbert and the others? Marr, Colbert, and the third one, who's, I forget his name, that creep. I don't like him. What's that third one called? Stewart. John Stewart, Colbert, Marr. They are called government jesters on the Savage Nation. They're not paid by the government, but they work for the Democrat socialist anarchist machine. They're government jesters. So last night, the government jester, Colbert, who may as well be one of the entertainers in the Reich, goes off air and lets the president fill in for him on a television show. Government jester. Who was right, me or them? I call them government jesters. I'm always right. And when I'm wrong, I'll tell you I'm wrong. But I'm not wrong today. I'm right today.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
Meanwhile, America is suffering the scourge of disease being brought in by Obama's children. Whooping cough is back with a vengeance, killing children in California. California is ground zero for the invasion of the illegal aliens from Mexico and Central America. Now we have the story of little Callie dying at 37 days of age of whooping cough. The worst whooping cough outbreak in 60 years. Yet the idiots, the liars, the government agents at the CDC are saying they don't know what did it. They don't know what brought back TB. They don't know what brought in whooping cough. They don't know what brought in the virus that's killing and crippling children across America. Again, the scientists that existed in my time have long evaporated. They've been replaced by Soviet-era scientists who espouse only the party line of the government. So we have no science. Obama has decimated the industry of science. He has decimated the industry of medicine. There is almost nothing that... He's almost like a cyclops marching across the American landscape, crushing everything in his footsteps. Here is the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, saying that they have no idea where the whooping cough epidemic that's emerging in California is coming from. No one knows. We know. Everyone knows where it is. Pertussis is caused by bacteria. It's not that it's cyclical. It's because of the influx of illegal aliens who are unvaccinated. Whooping cough was developed, vaccine for it was developed in the 1940s. It's very effective. Very effective. But those in Central America don't have the vaccine, so there's an epidemic in Nicaragua, El Salvador, Honduras, where Obama has culled his immigrants from. Not the future Einsteins of America. No, not the future Einsteins of America. Not the future Enrico Fermis of America. Not the future Edisons of America. No, not the future anything of America. Remember in July of 2014, there were articles, adult illegal immigrants posing as children to enroll in high school. Remember that one? Remember them were not children? Many claimed to be 14 to 18, but they weren't. So this is what's going on. This is what's going on, a never-ending supply of illegal aliens who want American wealth and property. That's all they want, and Obama is enabling them. We all foot the bill. Children who are illegal aliens teeming with viruses and bacteria, who Obama has foisted upon us. And yet the liberals look the other way. They say we're a nation of immigrants, but we're not a nation of this kind of immigrant. We never were. We were never a nation of diseased immigrants because they were stopped at Ellis Island and either quarantined or turned back because they would be a plague upon society. So why is Obama bringing in those diseased of the third world, those who are illiterate in their own language? They can speak it, they can't write it or read it. Why? Don't even call me. Don't call me. We know the answer. It's all in Stop the Coming Civil War. It's in five of my previous books. And yet here we have American babies now dying of whooping cough, and the poor mothers and fathers whose hearts are broken and the grandparents don't even know where the whooping cough came from. They have no idea. It's because Obama brought in diseased immigrants teeming with these diseases. Do you understand this? No, I guess you'll never understand it. 855-407-282. This is astounding what's going on. You know, I can only keep up with so much at a time. But we just had an election 4 weeks ago. We won. We said no more to the invasion of the third world. We said no more to the destruction of our military. We said no more to the destruction of our CIA. We said no more to the destruction of the American family. And what did we get? More. Because there's no opposition party. It was a sham. It was a fake. It was a feign. Not that some of the members that we elected are not truly going to save this country. They will. But have you heard of them since they were elected? No. First of all, they haven't taken their seats yet. Number two, the Republican establishment, which is one and the same as the Democrat establishment, doesn't want you to even know who they are. Instead, they want you to see the face of the old guard, Boehner and McConnell. And I have to call them Clink again in the turkey. Do I have to say the gobbler and Clink? I'm not even in a comedic mood tonight. I don't have comedy in me today. I don't have sadness in me. I'm just realpolitik. I don't even have no music in my veins today. None. When I wake up and I see Dianne Feinstein overtly and openly committing treason right in front of the world's eyes and doing so with utter disdain for the ramifications and knowing she's above the law, I say to myself, how much worse can it get? When is the other shoe going to drop? The answer is it will drop. WABC Mary, why is Feinstein doing this to this country? What is she gaining?
It seems to me that perhaps she, Dianne Feinstein, is the closest of all the politicians to Iran and oil in the Middle East, along with her husband. So she would want to be involved in this deal that Obama is about to make with the Iranians so things go her way. So Obama doesn't do anything to mess things up for her and her husband. Therefore, she's willing to get involved with these comments of hers today.
Are you saying that the profiteering is what's behind it, profiteering, plain and simple?
I think so, and it seems to me that she wants to be close to the inner workings of this deal, because perhaps, and this is just speculation, but maybe she has lied to the Iranians. She wants to be there to kind of cover her behind when Obama opens his mouth to the Iranians.
You're implying that her husband, Richard Blum, who has major league construction companies and contracting companies like an octopus, is going to somehow profit from this attack on the CIA. Is that what you're alleging?
Seems to me like it's very possible.
That's a very serious allegation. We can't just make it so nakedly on a national broadcasting show such as mine without any evidence. Do you know the name of Richard Blum's contracting company, and do you know if he has any relationships with oil or with Iran?
No, I don't. But, you know, I listen to you all the time, and I just go by logic, and I start to realize that none of these people can be clean as the driven snow.
So there's something. So you're saying it's all about money. In other words, it's nothing to do with nobility or attacking the CIA. It's simply to butter up Iran for a contract.
Even more than power. Money more than power, even. Because Dianne Feinstein knows that her ability to get power is deleted right now anyway. She's too old to become powerful. She might as well become rich. And I'm not being facetious.
Well, she's already super rich. But you mean to a greedy rich person, there is not enough money.
Absolutely.
Just as to a sex maniac, there's never enough sex. To a psychotic, money-grubbing individual, there's never enough wealth. I mean, that's a given. We all know that.
But I think she's also probably running a little scared right now, because if Obama says the wrong thing or does the wrong thing in these dealings with Iran, she might lose her money. It's not just about making...
Well, but again, you're making an allegation that there's a connection between Feinstein, Blum, and Iran. We don't know if that's true. I have to clear the air on that, Mary. We have to be very cautious here. If anyone's listening to this show and could do a quick search on Richard Blum and Iranian oil contracts or Iran construction projects and call the program and put some truth or put this to rest, that would be very much appreciated. Mary, let me send you Stop the Coming Civil War, because every day, each day, I see the government trying to ignite the civil war, whether it's in Ferguson or Oakland, California, or Berkeley, California, or New York City on the Verrazano Bridge. I see a government conspiracy to start the coming civil war and to suspend habeas corpus. I'll go that far. I'll be right back. It's the No, not yet. Mary, stay on the line. We're sending you that book. Let's see. What else do we want to talk about? What have I not played for you? Mitch McConnell, the gobbler, came back from break. I don't even want to hear him. He hasn't done very much. And let's see. De Blasio? De Blasio, who attacked the police for the last week or so, as you know, he's a Sandinista-loving Leninist, is now celebrating amnesty for illegal aliens in New York City. Listen to clip 21.
The president's action is a strong beginning. Again, it will affect millions. It's also a gateway to something much greater, to comprehensive immigration reform, the thing that's been worked on for years and years in this country. The consensus in the room today is that that reform is actually closer because of the president's executive action.
So they're all on the same page. The communist, socialist, anarchist front is emboldened now, even though they just destroyed the Democrat Party. They know that if they can bring in enough millions of illegal aliens, they'll win in 2016 and they can elect the Hildebeest. Or another Democrat. Another one can be elected simply based on the rudiments of the way it operates in a banana republic, strictly on demographics. If you have enough poor, you can outvote the middle class and destroy the middle class, as was done in Venezuela. Remember, Chavez destroyed the middle class. That's why Venezuelans fled to Miami and everywhere else. They know, Venezuelans know better than anyone, exactly what Obama is doing is duplicating that of Chavez. Now, it gets so bad that last night the so-called president of the United States went on to the government jester show, Colbert, who I was never impressed with. Colbert has always looked to me like a very thin, very thinly disguised front man for the administration. This concludes, this firms up my opinion. Here's the president on a comedy show. Listen.
Let's make this a little more presidential. Which brings us to tonight's decree. To health in a handbasket. Nation, as you know, I, Stephen Colbert, have never cared for our president.
Turn him off. I can't even. I don't find it at all humorous. The same dolts who wrote for Colbert write for him. The same dolts who wrote for Gruber wrote for him. It's one and the same. This is becoming very much along the lines of a very, very bad stage play. It's not even funny. There's nothing funny in it. There's no elements of humor. It's as naked as Stalin going on an entertainment on a vaudeville stage during his takeover of Russia. You know, appearing on a vaudeville stage in between the strippers. If they had strippers in Russia before Stalin, I don't know. Let's say a burlesque show. And in the middle, because Colbert and, what's his name? Bill Maher, Colbert, whatever the other one is. I can never remember the other one's name. He bothers me more than all of them because he's the biggest fraud. It's Jon Stewart. I don't know why he disturbs me as much as he does, but he does disturb me very deeply because I know that without his writers, he couldn't perform. And so I know without writers, none of them could perform. And so therefore, they disturb me very deeply to realize what government agents they really are. And so I call them government jesters. They're nothing but government jesters. So this is the equivalent of Joseph Stalin appearing on a vaudeville stage to impress the crowd of gapers. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth with gold and silver. Call 800-BUYCOIN.
You know what's another thing that's morally unacceptable is we still refuse to provide defensive weapons to the Ukrainians. This is after their country is being dismembered by Vladimir Putin. His troops are there. He's going to move further south, and he may even move to the west. While we refuse to...
So McCain, the warmonger, says it's okay for the liberal, democrat, socialist, anarchist machine to attack the CIA, the defense establishment. At the same time, the lunatic Manchurian candidate now wants a war with Russia over Ukraine. Someone sent me this, and it's an old article about Feinstein's husband getting a $500 million in contracts, up to $500 million in contracts, with his Perini Corporation to rebuild Iraq and Afghanistan. That was old news in 03. $500 million is spit today. But the Perini, P-E-R-I-N-I, Google it, Corp., worth up to $521 million in Iraq and Afghanistan, is owned by a group of investors that includes Richard Blum, husband of Senator Dianne Feinstein, a Democrat from California, who at the time was not the chairman of the Select Committee on Intelligence. She was on the Appropriations Committee, but she worked her way up to become chairman of the Select Committee. So people are now asking if she was steering contracts then, and some said she was, or giving insider information, some said she was. What is she doing now that would justify attacking the CIA? And there has to be something in it for her. There has to be some money. This is what we're seeing. Now we have McCain wanting a war, a hot war with Putin. Beyond comprehension. Just beyond comprehension. I don't know if McCain is actually sane anymore. I don't understand if he is sane. I don't know if he was ever sane after having his back broken by the friendly third world Vietnamese. The ones we were told were punished by us immorally. Look, McCain was broken by the Vietnamese in the Hanoi Hilton. Let's be clear. He's a tough guy, and he is in that sense. He was one of my heroes until he turned far left. He was always one of my heroes till he turned far left. Now he's a useful idiot of the entire left-wing establishment. He is their go-to guy on the other side of the aisle to embarrass anybody who stands up to them. So now, not only is he saluting Feinstein for ripping apart the CIA and our defense establishment, but now the lunatic wants a hot war with Putin. This is, you have to ask, who's in charge here? Who's running it? When I was a young man, 18 years old, I edited a little magazine in the East Village called Exit Magazine. It's a collector's item. I have three issues of it in a closet here, part of my archives. I was an associate editor of this little magazine, a little quarterly or whatever. We printed it on a mimeograph machine, passed it around by hand in the streets of the East Village. And I wrote an article when I was 18, 19, 20, I don't know how old, entitled Who Was at the Helm? And it was an article about, at the time I was a young biology student, and it was an article about how the Hydra, a simple marine organism, is organized, how there are brain cells, you know, thinking, let's say, brain cells, thinking cells, military cells, different parts of the organization. And I wrote, who was at the helm? It seemed to me the country was not being governed correctly then. I think that was during the Johnson era. It seemed that nothing was being run right. I say, well, okay, well, I still think the things are still pretty bad right now. But now we have a government turning on its own people. and a government turning on its own defense cells. That's called an autoimmune disease. In other words, when a body turns on itself, it's an autoimmune disease. Obama is sort of like a retrovirus that invaded America's body politic and is now proliferating the disease. I'll let it hang in the air. It's enough for a day. After a night like I had. What a long night's journey into day I had, which I'll never tell you about. But only a man like I could do a show today after a night like I had. Just think about it. It'll be in my autobiography in 100 years.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Hour number three. Welcome to hour number three of The Savage Nation. We spent 2 hours talking about the shocking attack upon America's defense, national security, by none other than Dianne Feinstein, whose husband owns, I believe, Perini Corporation, which is tied to the Carlyle Group. And you should know that the Carlyle Group does a great deal of business with companies that do business with Iranian oil companies. And they're not alone in doing that. Many American, good American companies, including General Electric, use shell companies to get around the sanctions, just as was done during the Saddam Hussein period with oil and food. And so if you look further beyond Dianne Feinstein's illiterate, psychotic, bumbling attack on the CIA, which is psychotic, not only in what it does and what it's going to do to our intelligence gathering capacity and how many people will die as a result of this, it's sedition, it's treason. She's the equivalent of Quisling. It's going to become a verb. Quisling is now a verb. He's a Quisling. She's a Quisling. You can interchange the word Feinstein with Quisling now, although Quisling has become endemic in the English language because of what he did in collaborating with the Nazis. In this sense, here is Dianne Feinstein collaborating with the Islamists and the terror regime of Iran. So now we have a woman whose name itself will live in infamy. This is sort of like the Pearl Harbor of our time. What Dianne Feinstein did today is a Pearl Harbor attack on our intelligence apparatus. Only it's not a foreign power doing it. It's the chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee. Lunatic McCain accepts that that's a good thing to do. And then on the same hand, with the other tongue, the forked tongue, he says we should arm Ukraine against Russia. So which way does McCain want it? He wants it any which way to Sunday. Whatever McCain is told to do, he does. I think McCain is as dumb as a doorpost. I think McCain is like a 2x4. McCain reminds me of a piece of drywall. It's like a piece of drywall that doesn't stop talking. If you could teach drywall to talk, it wouldn't have much more substance than John McCain. Let's put it to you that way. It's like not even a drywall contractor. I didn't say that. He is like a piece of drywall in pants. Okay, I've made my point. And then we have the president himself, who was the architect of all of this distraction and all of this damage that's being done, going on a comedy show last night on what I not affectionately call the government jesters. Colbert has always been a government jester. You know, canned laughter. We don't have canned laughter on the Savage Nation. This is an unscripted show. I have no teleprompter, unlike most in talk radio. All of my callers are fresh, unscreened. They're not part of the show. The others, I understand, have a stable of callers that call them. In some cases, not all, some. Stable of callers. We have naked callers. I mean, you know, on screen, basically. They go through a screener, but they're, no, we don't know them. And what I say is based upon analysis and thought, not upon a script given to me. And yet you look at a guy like Colbert or Maher, you know that they're deranged behind the scenes. John Gilbert, whatever his name is. I don't know his name. John what? John who? John Stewart. John Stewart, another government jester. Think of them in a jester costume. with a funny Shakespearean dunce's cap, dancing around in suits with polka dots on them. Think of their naked bodies with leotards on them, with jester hats. That's who they are. They think they're important and self-important because people bow down to them in restaurants in Los Angeles and New York, but the fact is they're government jesters. And so now the government jester Colbert is told to move aside for the night so the president can go on the show and make a fool of himself and a fool of the Oval Office. Unbelievable. But the real question today is, why are they doing it now? Why is Feinstein attacking the CIA on the way out the door? What does she have to gain by this? And we've talked about that for 2 hours. And I think we've made some headway. I don't think we know the exact answer, but we're alleging, or let's say, we're supposing, we have a supposition that she's doing it, one, because she and the other terrorists in this regime are practicing a sort of scorched earth policy, destroying every institution in the country that they can before they leave to make it almost impossible for the Republicans to pick up the pieces. That would be one thing. Then we talked about pure profiteering on the part of Feinstein. And then we throw in another element and others. And I think that they will emerge on the day, as the days go forward. So let's take some calls. KSFO Jimmy, thanks for calling. Jimmy, what's on your mind?
Dr. Savage, so originally I was thinking that this was just going to be a cover-up job for the whole Jonathan Gruber testimony today. But as I thought about it more, this could represent a very serious threat to our country. Maybe not so much for the information, but as a way of justifying, either an actual, provocateur terrorist attack or, some sort of false flag scenario. And then,
Jimmy, think about this. She's talking about practices that were conducted in Iraq over 10 years ago, not as currently practiced by the CIA. So what does she hope to gain by this? By airing this dirty laundry now, why is she trying to weaken and damage our men and women in the field? What is she achieving here?
I think the only thing that could be achieved from it is gaining some sort of justification for when and if some sort of future terrorist attack happens. They can go, oh, see, they did it because of this.
Oh, my God.
And if you look at how all the civil unrest that's going on, I'm in Berkeley right now, and I see these idiots just tearing up the Radio Shack and Trader Joe's over police brutality instead of, actually focusing on the real issues of criminalizing.
Yeah, right. Police brutality might be high. How about mob brutality? That's what fire hoses were invented for and police dogs.
Razor's thin edge here as a country from, descending into...
Oh, no, I have a friend who lives in the Berkeley Hills who's a nice guy and a conservative. He says, it's not affecting me. Like, he lives in a bubble. They're not affecting him. He doesn't understand these mobs will one day run up the hill into their lily-white suburbs.
Oh, yeah, I'm right downtown, and, I watch them walk by, and, it's not what, I totally support peaceful protests and all this, but, you start...
Well, Obama said they're all peaceful.
Yeah.
And he had the stooge on Black Entertainment Radio or Network say that they're all the protesters are not violent. This is what you call is not reinventing, but... changing history. He's rewriting history as it emerges. Listen to clip 13 now on the Savage Nation.
I think as long as they're peaceful, I think they're necessary. When they turn violent, then they're counterproductive. But
we can admit that the vast majority of these protests are not violent.
Absolutely.
Good puppet.
And that's why I had him in the Oval Office. Organizing these protests.
Oh, yeah. That's why I had them in the Oval Office. Some of these folks have been organizing these protests.
Folks, these terrorists, these domestic terrorists from Occupy movements, you got outed on that. It leaked that you had them and you were conspiring with them to keep these protests going and to organize them. And now you're saying that's why you had them in the office. So he goes on Black Entertainment Television. What else? Another arm of the government. And the stooge says, well, we can admit that the vast majority of these protesters are not violent. Oh, really? Tell that to the shopkeepers in Berkeley and Oakland and in the other cities where they've burned and looted. Tell it to them. And then Obama covers up. Are we on to clip 14 now? Let's hear number 14.
The old adage, power concedes nothing without a fight. I think that's true. But what's also true is that a country's conscience sometimes has to be triggered by some inconvenience. I think a lot of people who saw...
Okay, turn it off. I can't listen to this propagandist. He's attacking the police and they're idiotic and they'll vote for him anyway. Oh, yeah. Yeah, all the cop families in America will check Democrat anyway because it's all about pensions. Yeah. He knows he hasn't lost one police widow, one police voter, one police wife, not one. They're automatic. They're robots. They're robotic. They'll press Democrat because of the union and the pensions and the overtime. Sorry to break it to you. I know I shouldn't say it was something. Every law enforcement personality is above the law and wonderful and heroic. It's not true. A goodly percentage of them are Democrat right up and down the line, and they will be Democrat up and down the line, even though we lambast them, because it's all about their pensions and such. I know that, and that's a fact. It's a terrible fact, but it's people will only vote their pocketbook. And so he now talks about the law enforcement officers are basically good, but they need retraining. And retraining means re-education camps. I don't mean camps in the type of the Soviet Union. Obama's a good liberal. He wouldn't do that. We don't mean education camps out in the gulag. No, we mean camps in their own police stations where they send in the lowest level of American society, the monsters of American social work, to re-educate cops on how to get killed on the job and smile while dying. That's what he means by re-education. When confronting a rapist or a murderer or something, you know, some horrible individual where only they have the nerve. Did you hear what happened in New York? A rabbi, a young yeshiva student, was praying in New York, and a black man came in with a knife and stabbed him in the face, saying, "I want to kill that Jew." So the cop said, "Put down the knife, put down the knife." He put it down, then he picked it up and charged the cops, so they shot him. I'm waiting for a riot tomorrow. They'll say it's another unarmed black man killed by the police. Wait, wait, you'll see it. Watch what happens. Do we have the sound on that? Play the mayhem. Play the mayhem that went on in New York. Good.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh,
there goes one Obama voter. Good for him. The cop should get a Nobel Prize. Of course, he'll be called up on charges. Because at the time, the unarmed black man was unarmed. In other words, he was armed and he did have a knife, but he didn't have a gun. And although he only cut a yeshiva student's face open, it was not a threat to anyone else. He was only expressing his rage toward Jews because they have something that he doesn't have in Crown Heights, Brooklyn. And he's a poor, oppressed minority, and he had to express himself in the only way he knew how. He was disempowered by our society. And so he went into a yeshiva where little boys were praying. You know, yeah, they're innocent. These guys are innocent guys. I've told them 1,000 times to get guns, to have guards. They don't listen to me. For 20 years, I've told this group of Chabadniks, get a guard, get guns, teach your boys how to defend themselves. They look at me like I'm crazy. So the guy comes in with a knife and stabs a little Jewish guy in the face with a knife, cuts him up like a ribbon. They call the cops. They didn't call the ACLU. They didn't call Hillary Clinton. They didn't call Charles Schumer. The police come, put it down, put it down, put it down. So first, the unarmed black guy is unarmed because he puts it down. Okay. So at that point, what happened? He picks it up and charges them. So they shot him. Now, where's Al Sharpton in the yeshiva is the question. Now, I'm going to keep going. Did you hear this tape? Did you hear this? Did it hit your local paper? Didn't make it to your local paper, huh? Here's a headline just came up on the Drudge Report. Obama is taunting, saying the next president won't reverse his amnesty order. He's a maniac out of control. I don't know what he's on, but something is wrong with this picture. Even the Clintons... Bill Clinton, despite all of his flaws, as you well know, was a very wise politician. And after he took a shellacking in the midterm elections, he reversed his course and went to the center and reached across the aisle. This lunatic, Obama, did the exact opposite. He's getting more increasingly psychotic in his arrogance. He's getting increasingly psychotic in his actions. And today he insisted that his successor won't take the political risk that would come with reversing his recent executive action on immigration reform. Speaking at a town hall meeting in Nashville, the disturbed president said that it won't happen. He said, such a man will not do. We have the sound for it. We will have it tomorrow. He's now attacking the next president. He's so drunk on his power that he's now going forward and attacking the next president. Amnesty to 4 million illegal aliens. That's after 4 million before the last election, by the way. Freeing them from the thorn of deportation and allowing them to legally vote even though it's illegal for them to vote, allowing them to suck our medical system dry, to qualify for Obamacare, to qualify for every other benefit that your grandfather died for that probably didn't have. So let me again review what you didn't know, because it didn't make it to your newspaper. This morning, a black man came into a little prayer session in Brooklyn, New York, the heart of Orthodox Judaism in America, amongst Orthodox Jews, Chabad movement, and said, "I want to kill that Jew." And he stabbed one of the young men in the face with a knife. I don't know if the guy's alive or dead, the Jew. They call the police, the NYPD arrives, five of them arrive, and then you can hear them screaming, "Put it down, put it down, put it down." He puts his knife down, and then at that point he is an unarmed black man, at which point the unarmed black man picks up the knife. The cops say, "Put it down." He won't put it down. He threatens the cops, so they shoot him. Where's Al Sharpton? I mean, this is another riot. Listen to this all over again. If you missed it, you got to hear this. Listen to this. Listen. Well, he's dead already. Don't move. They took the. Well, there goes one Obama voter right there. Terrible, terrible thing. Poor man. He was just frustrated because the Jews had so much and he had so little. I mean, they could read and write. They prayed. They went home at night to families, you know, and they took it from him because the society is unjust. That's what he heard from de Blasio and Sharpton and Jackson now for years. So the Jews are rich. The Jews stole it from him. So why shouldn't he stab a Jew in the face? Isn't this how it was done in Poland and Russia many decades ago? Why shouldn't it be done here? What was good for the Germans and the Poles is good for America. Just ask de Blasio. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Your Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust for tangible assets, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN. So this won't make it to the Chronicle, the most anti-Semitic newspaper in America, because Jews are not loved in the Bay Area. They have to hide. It's as though they're living in a ghetto in another era here in the Bay Area. The Jews are hidden in the Bay Area. They hide their Judaism around Hanukkah. You can't find a Hanukkah candle or a menorah anywhere in any store. It's sort of like the Murano Jews of Spain in the Middle Ages. That's what it's like living in the Bay Area. So the story that I'm telling you about, students stabbed and had an attack at New York synagogue by a black man saying, "Kill the Jews." I mean, it could be interpreted another way. I would think Sharpton would say that the poor man came in the synagogue with a knife because he was looking for a job as a cook. And the Jews, being racist, didn't accept the fact that the poor black man only wanted a job as a chef. And he got panicked and he accidentally attacked where he slipped. He slipped on a talus and stabbed the Jew in the face by accident. And then the evil pig cops killed the black man when his knife was on the floor.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. Savage.
The world is reeling to recognize that the equivalent of the European Stasi is now operating as apparatus within the Obama administration. But instead of operating for the government on behalf of the people, they're operating on behalf of the foreign powers who want to destroy our way of life. That is how people who understand what's going on see what Feinstein and her cohorts have just done. There is no justification whatsoever for releasing the CIA report at a time when ISIS is on the ascent. The only question is, who in this administration on the Democrat side does not work with the enemy? Who in the Hussein Obama administration is not covertly working for the enemy? I don't know of one. Here you have Joseph Biden boasting and saying that this is a badge of honor. Listen to clip 35. If you thought that Biden was a centrist Democrat, you better think again. Here is Joseph Biden again attacking our CIA at a time when terrorists are on the ascent. Listen.
I think it's a badge of honor. Every country Every country has engaged in activities somewhere along the line that it has not been proud of. But think about it. Name me another country that's prepared to stand up and say, this was a mistake. We should not have done what we've done. And we will not do it again.
So we have domestically Obama and Holder attacking the police. Internationally, we have the Democrat, Socialist, Communist lobby attacking the CIA and the military. Make no mistake about it, the CIA and the military are intimately interconnected. All of the CIA's valuable work in the most dangerous areas on the planet is for one reason and one reason only. It is to subdue and suppress the scum of the earth. Those who would cut your throat, convert you to Islam, rape your daughter, and bury you alive. Have you no idea what world you live in? And yet we have Feinstein, a woman with a questionable background, a woman with a questionable relationship to a husband that does hundreds of millions of dollars in contracting work. Sometimes even the LA Times once asked questions many years ago about the contracts that were allegedly steered to the contracting firm. You haven't seen that in the last number of years, have you? It's not good enough that these people are ripping off America. It's not good enough they're becoming billionaires on America's back, but now they have to cut our jugular vein. Why is Feinstein releasing this CIA report now? Is this because the CIA is the last nut that this monster has not cracked? He cracked the Republican Party. Listen to this pompous liar in clips 5 and 6 now.
History will judge us by our commitment to a just society governed by law and the willingness to face an ugly truth.
You're an ugly truth.
Never again.
You're an ugly truth.
There may never be the right time to release this report. The instability we see today will not be resolved in months or years.
Are you listening to this rubbish?
But this report is too important to shelve indefinitely.
Why did they release it now? There's only one reason. And the reason is they just lost at the polls. There's going to be a new Senate Intelligence Committee come 2015. This witch will be thrown off the committee. I hope to God she will be. So what they're doing is just what I told you they would do. I told you that going out the door, they will practice a slash and burn retreat. They will burn everything down on the way out of power. Do you understand what they're doing here? They're doing as much damage as they can to this nation, to our institutions, to our stability on the way out the door to make certain that the Republicans can never manage the country properly. How do you feel about Dianne Feinstein, herself a questionable individual, attacking the CIA? Listen to clip 7 now. How do you feel about this one?
It shows that the CIA's actions a decade ago are a stain on our value.
You're a stain on our values.
The release of this 500-page summary cannot remove that stain.
You're a stain.
But it can and does say to our people and the world that America is big enough to admit when it's wrong.
Can you believe this liberal platitude that this harridan is spouting? You know, I don't understand how any American listening to this show doesn't understand the danger we are in. Do you have any idea who these radical Muslims are? No, you don't. You sit in your little houses with peace signs on your curb. You think in global warming, talk about global warming when it doesn't exist. All the liberal claptrap, all the platitudes. And the boys who have the guts to fight these scum of the earth, these Hitlers of our time, these Nazis of our time, they're the ones who know who they are. They know what they do to people. And they're all around you in this country. They're everywhere in this country, including in the administration. How high up does it go? I have to ask what I asked at the beginning. Why did Dianne Feinstein insist on releasing the CIA report in the middle of December, the early December 2014, when she knows she's going to be pushed down or thrown out of the Senate Intelligence Committee in January? Why are they trying to damage the CIA now? Why? Why? What are they gaining by this? They're punishing the Republicans. They're punishing the American people. They're punishing our military. They're destroying our national security. There is no justification in my estimation. And Dianne Feinstein, if there was a legitimate government, would be investigated by the incoming Republican majority. One of the first orders of business would be to investigate her relationships from the beginning of her tenure, analyze what her net worth was when she entered politics, what her net worth is at this point, and ask the question, have there been any benefits direct or indirect, from her sitting on the Senate Intelligence Committee. Any financial benefits? Yes or no? I didn't say there were. I said this should be investigated immediately.
855-407-282. There are other stories.
Holder is now attacking all police, calling them all racist, saying that they have an unconscious bias. This comes right out of the communist universities, where girls who have never fired a Daisy BB gun are teaching cops how to think through debiasing training.
We are dealing with concerns that are truly national in scope and that threaten the entire nation. In the coming days, I will announce updated Justice Department guidance regarding profiling by federal law enforcement. This will institute rigorous new standards and robust safeguards to help end racial profiling once and for all.
This dangerous radical has been thrown out of office, and yet in his last months of his reign of terror, he is now trying to bring the police to a state that they could never function in. This is the most dangerous man to have ever invaded the Attorney General's office, but it's to be expected. When you have a street rat like Al Sharpton invited to the White House over and over again, a lowlife who has made his fortune and his name by attacking the NYPD for the last 40 years, what do you expect is going to happen if he's invited into the White House? Birds of a feather flock together, don't they? So this man, this despicable, disgraced Attorney General, whose legacy will be one of eternal shame, now says that all cops are racists, and he is targeting their, quote, unconscious bias. In other words, every time they study racial bias, they find out there is none. Whatever they look at, the evidence, they've opened up 20 investigations, they've pressured 15 consent orders to stop bias policing, and yet there's no evidence found by investigators showing that cops stopped and arrested black people simply because of bias. It didn't stop these racists in the Justice Department from putting handcuffs on the police. Look what they did to the Seattle Police Department. You can read it in Paul Sperry's column in the New York Post. You'll not believe what they've done to the Seattle Police Department. Now, whatever they've done has proven that there's no accuracy of any of the complaints. It's just the perpetrators screaming racism every time they're arrested. And they never bothered to get the cop's side of the story. In a 2012 consent decree, the disgraced Eric Holder ordered Seattle to soften its use of force rules and train brass and rank and file alike in a bias-free policing, so-called, that recognizes and eliminates implicit bias. That's thought control. That's mind reading. While disciplining any conduct tied to it. Now, guess what's happened as a result of this racist maniac Holder? Since Holder stepped in and put handcuffs on the Seattle Police Department, crime is up 13% overall in Seattle. But it's not minor crime. It's the big stuff. As a result of Holder and Obama in Seattle, aggravated assaults up 14%. Car theft up 44%. Murders up 21%. As a result, the lives of the police are now in danger. The brazen protesters, and I would not call them protesters, they're violent communist, radical anarchists, whatever you want to call them. I love when suddenly, when the left riots and blocks a bridge, they're protesters. If the right ever blocked the bridge, let's say, what would they be called? Fascists? Does it matter whether you call them left or right? What was the difference, after all, between Hitler and Stalin? Need I give you a little historical lesson on the difference between Hitler and Stalin till you finally understand that they were both socialists? They both came to power through street mobs. Both came to power by marshaling street mobs the way the mobs are being marshaled by the Troika in the White House. These, my friends, are dangerous times. Obama says racism is deeply rooted in society. That means that he himself is racist. Who does he mean? If he says that racism is deeply rooted, that means it's rooted in all of us. So that means it's racist, and he has racism in him. He was never, ever, ever qualified to be president. If you listened to the man's speeches, if you listened to the preacher whose racist church he sat in for 20 years, if you analyzed the people he hung around with before he was foisted upon us, he would have been disqualified to even be an FBI agent. Do you know that at the time Obama could not have cleared the requirements to be an FBI agent, let alone a Secret Service agent, because of his past associations? And for good reason. Look what he's done to the country. And he's only warming up. He's got 2 big years left to destroy everything. 2 big years left to destroy everything. We need a law and order candidate to save this country from the damage that this socialist, progressive regime has done to this country. Now, we had an election, but they nullified it. How did they nullify it? Why did they nullify it? I want you to listen to Nancy Pelosi. We found her speech. I hold her responsible for what happened in Berkeley over the weekend. Listen to this woman.
Our founders were successful disruptors of the then status quo. Being called a disruptor, in my view, is a very high compliment. You here in Berkeley are already disruptors in many ways. In 1964, Mario Savio and company disruptors of
You're
the status
disgrace.
Quo, too. When he and his fellow activists
Shame on
occupied
you.
Sproul...
I'll turn her off. You know, she's normally laughed at. She's looked upon as a laughing stock by everyone. But I am a man who is paid to do work for you. You know what my job is? To do the work you can't do. You don't have the time for it. I remember things. I piece them together. I put them together. I write about them. And I talk about them. So when I saw the riots over the weekend in my hometown, San Francisco, Berkeley, I said, they're not acting alone. They were given a green light by the highest offices. Nancy Pelosi signaled them last June or May when she gave that speech at UC Berkeley, my alma mater. I have a PhD from that university. I love that university. I worked very hard for it. They have never invited anyone who is patriotic to give a graduation speech. They invite the most uneducated, anti-American dolts they can find to give graduation speeches to the vulnerable young. The most vulnerable of our society are the drug daughters, the Adderall children. An entire generation of Adderall girls laying down with the worst vermin society has ever seen. The skateboarders are their friends. Have they no idea what will happen to them without the police? Have they no idea who Nancy Pelosi really is? Have they no idea that she was not ennobling them by telling them that they were disruptors, but she was provoking them? I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from. SwissAmerica.com. Look, the big story today is the sedition going on, the treason from Dianne Feinstein and the entire left wing. Feinstein never belonged on the Senate Intelligence Committee for a million reasons. Now she's releasing a hit piece on the CIA in a time of terror with ISIS on the move, knowing in her own words, that some will try to use this report to justify evil actions or incite more violence. And she says, we can't prevent that. And then they come on with this liberal platitude that just society governed by law. This is the most seditious, treasonous act I've ever seen in my life. Where is the Republican Party on this? Why is Dianne Feinstein and the entire left wing attacking the CIA at a time like this? Are they actively working with ISIS and Al-Qaeda and the Taliban against the United States of America? Or is this a punishment because the CIA did not support Barack Hussein Obama? Do you think the release of this report will put the country at greater risk of terrorist attacks? You betcha. Why is Obama in the media so often right now? Do you know anyone who is believing this administration is not race baiting? Do you know that the new GOP spending bill includes almost $1 billion to help poor and unskilled Central American migrants establish themselves in the U.S.? What is more proof that you will need that they're all working together as one seamless anti-American lobbying group? What are we going to do about the GOP doing the right thing? What are you planning on doing? You got to listen to some of the sound today. One of the experts on what the CIA report is Tom Rogan. And you have to listen to his sound in clip 28. You won't believe this.
How the Senate Democrats who produced this report can say that they have provided an accounting of truth without actually talking to CIA officers really is beyond the pale and is an insult to people around the world who are serving actively now.
Joseph Biden says that this release of an attack on the CIA is a badge of honor.
I think it's a badge of honor. Every country has engaged in activities somewhere along the line that it has not been proud of. But think about it. Name me another country that's prepared to stand up and say, this was a mistake. We should not have done what we've done.
A badge of honor? What American would consider this a badge of honor other than the Occupy vermin who are burning and looting in Ferguson and in Berkeley and in New York City? This is the left wing, this is the communist bloc attacking the very pillars of our society. Make no mistake about it, we are in a fight for our lives. As I warned you in Stop the Coming Civil War, the most important book of the year. Unless the left is exposed for the seditious, treasonous actions they are doing, unless they're exposed, we will not survive as a nation. Never. It's impossible. We have a plan. It's in my book, Stop the Coming Civil War, which I implore you to buy another copy and give it to a friend, a neighbor, a colleague, or a Republican turncoat. That's all I can say. God save America.
Savage.